And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Good afternoon, everyone. We have got your news coming for you, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, confident tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabling Ace Hardware. Also by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting of the whole for Monday, August 24th, has been canceled. The meeting has been canceled due to the lack of agenda items, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Commissioners are scheduled to conduct the regular board meeting at 8 a.m. on Thursday, August 27th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. Authorities responded to the Zewaukee Bridge early Thursday morning after receiving a report involving a woman on the bridge. The incident was reported shortly after 1 a.m. on August 20th. A woman described as being in her 40s died following the incident. Few additional details have been made public, including the woman's identity, and no further information about the circumstances surrounding her death have been confirmed. The Zewaukee Bridge carries Interstate 75 and US 23 across the Saginaw River in Saginaw County. For anyone experiencing a suicidal crisis or emotional distress, assistance is available through the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. And a Huron County judge has upheld a traffic citation following an appeal in district court. Judge Gerald Prill presided over the case of James Richard Leach III, who was cited for exhibition driving on June 17th in Bad Axe. Officer McGrath testified that he observed Leach's Dodge pickup truck moving faster than heavy traffic on southbound North Van Dyke Road, accompanied by loud exhaust and multiple lane changes. Leach, representing himself, argued he was not speeding and claimed the noise was caused by a defective exhaust manifold. He submitted an invoice for repairs completed in August as evidence. However, Judge Prill noted the officer's testimony that the vehicle was quiet when it left the scene after the stop. The judge ruled that Leach violated the basic speed law. The hearing also addressed a procedural appeal from the prosecution. Judge Prill determined that a previous magistrate had overstepped by dismissing the original charge and unilaterally amending it to a minor speeding violation. Citing a separation of powers issue, which he noted was only able to be changed by the prosecutor, Leach's $115 bond was applied to cover the cost of the citation. And we will be right back with your obituaries next.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Cairo. It's summertime, and that brings the hottest deals on a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from More Motors. Summer life gets busy. The kids want ice cream. The dogs want to go for a ride. And your friends need help moving a couch that they swear is not heavy, just awkward. Having the right vehicle for your life is a big deal.
More Motors.
That's why people come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at More Motors. We are the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all under one roof. I've become known as the King of Cars because I've been helping people find the right vehicle for over 30 years. And it all starts with a conversation. Tell me what you need, your budget, and what you want out of your next ride, and I'll show you the best options on the lot. At More Motors of Cairo, we've been providing award-winning customer service for over 6 decades. If you're looking for the best deal on your next Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see the King of Cars of the Thumb. You deserve a stress-free car shopping experience. So come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors of Cairo, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for over 61 years.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries to report at this time, so I'm just going to go right into our national news. In a major domestic policy development, the federal government issued a sweeping new management framework for the Colorado River Basin. Triggering intense debates across southwestern states, the revised guidelines seek to enforce stricter consumption limits on municipal utilities and commercial agriculture aimed at preserving reservoir levels in Lake Mead and Lake Powell following years of climate volatility. While conservation groups hailed the decision as a necessary step for long-term sustainability, state officials in California and Arizona expressed immediate concern over potential agricultural supply cuts. Local farming districts warned that reduced water rights could elevate crop production costs by early next year, prompting state regulators to prepare legal challenges against the federal mandates. In trade negotiations between the United States and Canada, reached an abrupt standstill over the weekend after both nations failed to finalize a revised economic accord. The White House announced it is preparing to levy targeted 50% tariffs on major Canadian imports, sending ripple effects through domestic supply chains and agricultural commodity markets. In a bid to cushion immediate consumer impact, officials simultaneously extended a temporary 90-day waiver on specific out-of-quota livestock duties, attempting to stabilize retail food prices ahead of the fall. Economic analysts warned that the proposed duties could hit raw materials and energy supply chains particularly hard if implemented next month. Business coalitions across the Rust Belt and Midwest are calling for emergency congressional reviews, fearing retaliatory measures will squeeze export manufacturers reliant on North American trade flow. We'll be right back with your international news after this message from your local Ace Hardwares.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we are back with your international news. Tensions along the 49th parallel escalated drastically after Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney vowed to enact dollar-for-dollar retaliatory tariffs against American imports starting on September 8th. The announcement came directly after trade talks broke down in Washington, threatening severe disruptions for cross-border manufacturing, automotive parts, and consumer energy markets. Addressing Parliament, Canadian officials insisted that the country will not accept unilateral economic pressure and pledged comprehensive relief packages for affected domestic exporters. Global financial markets reacted with immediate volatility as traders weighed the impact of a sustained North American trade dispute. And a severe overnight drone and missile barrage targeted key industrial civilian infrastructure in central Ukraine, resulting in at least 14 fatalities and over 120 injuries in the city of Kryvyi Rih. Local emergency services reported heavy structural damage to public facilities, with long-range strikes simultaneously impacting major regional oil refining and port facilities nearby. International observers note the renewed offensive highlights a shifting strategy aimed at crippling regional fuel distribution networks. Emergency crews continue searching damaged structures while international aid organizations scramble to provide emergency medical support and restore grid stability. We'll be right back after this message from AVS Broadband.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been your technology partner. Since 1996 and leading into today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the thumb stay connected. Because they're local, AVS Broadband understands the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers encounter. That's why AVS Broadband is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, cyber secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist your home or business with friendly, competent local support. Whether it's internet, devices, or networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7 and a commitment to quality service, AVS Broadband is here for you. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.